This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you were a kid, you may have been taught about stranger danger, but that is no longer in vogue. Now children are being taught about tricky people. To tell us more, Jamie Crater, licensed clinical social worker and founder of Nature Therapy. Jamie, thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Why the shift from stranger danger to tricky people?
That's a great question. So it's a little bit outdated to talk about stranger danger for a few reasons. One, we know statistically, kids aren't always harmed or abused by strangers. Oftentimes it's by people that they know, unfortunately, like a trusted family friend, a teacher, or a coach. The other thing is we don't want the kids believing that the world is always going to be a dangerous and unsafe place. Instead, we want them to think through what behaviors make someone dangerous or unsafe.
What are tricky people?
Yeah, so tricky people might be someone who asks a child to keep a secret, right? That's tricky. It could be totally benign. It could be a grandparent saying to a child, "Don't tell your mom, I'm giving you candy before dinner," right? Totally fine. Not dangerous, you know. No real consequences, maybe spoiling your dinner. But it can also be very dangerous for a kid to keep a secret from their parents. So for example, if they're being abused or if there's something unsafe going on. Another example of a tricky person might be an adult that asks a child to do an inappropriate favor, or a person who tells the someone that they're going to do something and they don't do it, right? They don't show up, or, you know, again, things come up, but that can be tricky for a child. Especially children are really concrete thinkers, right? So they're black and white thinkers. So I think this helps kids analyze and interpret their world in a different way that's actually more useful and effective.
I think sometimes even adults can't discern when someone has bad motives. So I'm wondering for kids, are they in some way so pure that they do get alarms about someone that's suspicious, or are they just so innocent that they trust everybody at certain ages?
So at certain ages, kids trust everybody, right? Especially if they have trusting adults in their lives that meet their care needs. So I'm a therapist. I'm also a parent myself. A lot of these concepts I get from both my work and at home. I'm in Chicago. It was one of those perfectly nice first spring days, and my daughter's on her scooter, and I'm chasing after her, and I watch as she, you know, hits a curb the wrong way and falls over. It's like almost in slow motion, and she was fine, but she, you know, had a tiny scrape on her knee and immediately started wailing, and lots of neighbors were out, and so someone came up to me and said, you know, can I get her a Band-Aid? We were two blocks from our house. So I go to say no, and my daughter's like, yes, I need a Band-Aid. So this person who we didn't know goes up to their apartment, comes down, has a Band-Aid, and a, you know, paper towel for her to clean the cut, and, you know, brought a little Beanie Baby toy for her. And so after that situation, I had this thought, like, that was a stranger. We didn't know that person. And that person was kind. He certainly wasn't dangerous. So I walked my daughter through that situation, right? Here's what made that situation not dangerous. They didn't ask us into their apartment. You were with your adults, right? They asked me if it was okay. You know, how nice that person made, you know, you feel better and brought you a Band-Aid and a Beanie Baby. So I think it's really important that kids think through things, that they have a trusted adult that they can ask these questions to. It's all really important.
How do we avoid making kids fearful when talking to them about potential scenarios with tricky people?
That's why I like the language of tricky people. I think you're right. Language really matters. You know, stranger danger, right? That's the assumption that the world is dangerous or unsafe. Tricky people is really intentional language, right? Because a tricky person isn't a bad person necessarily. A tricky behavior isn't necessarily a bad behavior. You know, I think about that grandma giving candy to your child before dinner, right? So when my kid says to my mother-in-law, like, you're tricky, right? I don't want to get in trouble either. So tricky can be really appropriate. I think there's also tricky situations. Adults have tricky people in their life, right? Those relationships that just are, you need to think a little bit more. There could be tricky situations with friends. It just requires a little bit more thought.
It almost sounds like it's a process of teaching your child instead of a one time, this is a tricky person, now you've got it.
Isn't it always every parenting situation is a process? So the idea is for children to stop, think, consider, and if they have questions, to go to you.
Should parents identify a safe adult, or is that also dangerous considering the statistic that you gave that? You know, a lot of times perpetrators are someone known to a child and a family.
Safe adults outside of parents or caregivers are important. You know, things happen to people, and I think that if you have this foundation with your children that the, you know, you are always your child's safe person, that they will be believed, that you will help them, that you're here to support them, can help navigate some of those, again, trickier situations. Safe adults are important because it's nice for kids to have, you know, role models and beloved teachers and coaches and family friends. You know, we want that additional love and support in a child's life.
So, as parents work with their kids on this concept, what would be maybe one or two takeaways you would give parents as they start to work through this with their kids?
So I would have these conversations openly and often. I would encourage parents to use real life in the moment examples. So similar to the story I shared with my daughter, you know, as soon as we walked away and she had her Band-Aid and her toy and she was, you know, absolutely fine, we talked about that situation. I think ask a lot of open-ended questions to your kids. So the other thing with kids is not all kids are ready to listen or hear these things. You gotta, you know, meet your child where they're at. We don't wanna, like you said, we don't wanna create fear in children. So that is really slowing down, asking questions, being thoughtful in your responses, really giving kids what is developmentally appropriate for them to learn and hear, and what they're asking to learn and hear.
That is Jamie Kreider, licensed clinical social worker and founder of Nurture Therapy, joining us this morning on KMOX. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.